Welcome to Tip TV. Today's guest list in no particular order for the 10 o'clock show, Mr. Zach Meir, Clem Chambers, Ben Harrington, Gaurav Sharma. 1 o'clock today, we've got Tony Cross covering the weekend press. We've also got the This Is Money, Big Money Questions, episode 4, and also This Is Money property shows. So quite a lot to get your teeth into. Let's kick off with Zach Meir, technical analyst for Zach's Trader Cafe, broadcaster, podcaster, a general man about town. How are you, young Zach?
Very well, very well.
Everyone's uber bullish in the month of August. Extraordinary.
Yeah, it was supposed to be. It looks as though it could be the opposite of last year. So we have a melt-up rather than a melt-down. But obviously the great figures from the US on the non-farm payrolls on Friday have just underpinned the move to the upside.
Well, I see here US non-farm payrolls push up Fed rate hike bets. Fed funds rate suggests a 30% chance of a rate hike in September and a 55% chance by December and 100% by September 2017. Now, this interest rate differential, Bank of England potentially going lower, US potentially going higher, would be pushed to the downside on sterling, which would obviously, with the FTSE 100 constituents being global, onward and upward.
That's right, yeah. I think the only thing is whether anybody really believes the Fed is going to act again ahead of the election. They've got a great excuse for not doing anything again.
Mm. So in terms of US equities, are we going to rally on weak data as well as strong data?
It looks as though, I think the market doesn't believe the Fed's going to move. So therefore, we've got the benefits of what looks like a strong economy there. And the view being now that even if there is strong data, the Fed's not really going to act because of the election. So you then do get good news and bad news
both being pushing it higher. So in terms of the FTSE, obviously the bulls are in charge. How high does this go on this leg?
Well, I can show you on the chart just afterwards, but it looks as though you can see 7,000 plus relatively easily.
And quickly?
It looks like it's already doing it. So above 6,800, I think we've got 7,100 very easily.
Wowee. Okay, so let's kick off with some slides. Tip TV Finance, most popular in business and finance. FTSE 100 bosses earn average of Great British pounds, 5.5 million a year. Wowee. Disappointing China July imports suggest cooling domestic demands. Moving swiftly on to Mike Ingram, market strategist, BGC Partners. Overnight, Japan leads Asian markets towards a one-year high and catch up from Friday's strong jobs report. Airbus say that the UK Serious Fraud Office has opened an investigation into allegations of fraud, bribery and corruption. Aldi's board approved 500 new stores in the UK from the 652 they presently have and vows to win any price war declared. 500 new Aldis, weren't we? Research conducted by Visa and Markets suggests the UK consumer continued to spend in July, with expenditure on card transactions rising by an annualised 1.6%. Companies reporting earnings today include Legal & General, Standard Life, Worldplay and Allergen. Let's move swiftly on to Nicole Elliott, the trader, Investors Chronicle. We've talked about the FTSE 100, the widening disparity between boardroom and the shop floor. Top of the fat cat pile was Sir Martin Sorrell on £70 million. Wowee. And second piece of this, the trade set up on the DAX, short at 10,320, stop above 10,400 target, 98.20 to the downside. So it looks like Nicole's trying to pick a top there. What do you think of that one, young Zach?
Good luck with that. We're already through we're through the levels of 10,400 and 6,800. So I think if you're short, you need to revise your strategy a little bit.
Understood. Okay, so let's move on to the next slide. Economic calendar, a couple of pieces in Switzerland, the Eurozone, in terms of the US, the labour market conditions. Obviously a cracking number on Friday.
Yeah, I mean, it's been very volatile. I think what was interesting, the call was 180 and came well above that. But really, a very volatile number, but it's on the upside. So it's very difficult to argue with that.
Okay. Let's move on to sentiment. These are the summary of open positions held by Oanda clients. What catches your attention there, Zach?
Still dollar yen that the traders are going for that to head higher. In a risk-on environment, I think that is the way to go. Otherwise, cable on the long side adjust, and then on euro sterling short so far against the recent run of price action.
Understood. Let's move on to the trade of the day. Tell me about this.
Basically, the market taking the view that the Fed will, well, on goal, the market taking the view that the Fed will act. I think it's wrong, but that has understandably taken the wind out of the sails of gold and could head back towards the 1300 level. 1310 is the 50-day moving average.
Okay, so we've got a lower high there, haven't we?
Yeah.
So would you do that trade?
Well, probably not now. I reckon that I just don't believe the Fed's going to act.
Right. Okay. So let's move on to brokers. You chose Rolls-Royce, EasyJet and Rio Tinto to comment about these wise brokers. A few words on each of these.
Yes, please. I mean, Rolls-Royce, just the shares have absolutely rocketed since the middle of June, or basically since the Brexit time. They've moved from £6 to £8.70 at best. Just one of those Brexit winners. On the other side, I thought Deutsche Bank very optimistic as far as still very optimistic as far as EasyJet concerned. A lot of literally headwinds for EasyJet on the fundamental front, and the shares near to £10 at the moment. £13.10 looks very optimistic. Same with Rio. Shares are also much lower than that at the moment, £25. I think it'll still take a lot to get Rio up to £32, unless we get a general metals recovery. Precious metals are not enough to get Rio up there.
Understood. Okay, let's kick into some live charting.
Yeah, I just want to look at the FTSE 100, the daily chart here, and why it's easy to be bullish at the moment. That's Friday's close, 67.93, but it looks as though we've got that resistance line from April at 6,800. If we clear that, we're in this channel from the end of June, which is pointing to 71.50.
It's extraordinary. 5,800 was sort of touched middle of June, and it's been one-way track. It's 1,000 points.
And the other point there, the RSI is 65, so it's not actually overbought at all. It's actually just towards the medium.
The books would say an RSI reading, momentum reading, sort of between 70 and 80 is overbought. So it's not overbought yet.
No. So I mean, that's the real surprise. And when you see, you've seen that sort of thing with the US markets, that on the biggest bull runs, the RSI remains relatively undercooked. It's quite interesting.
Understood. Right. So in terms of the leaderboard itself,
let's get that. FTSE 100, basic materials leading the way by a long way. We've got Barclays Barclays leading the FTSE 100 there today, up nearly 4%, 157. Billiton, Anglo, interesting that their gold looks really sick, and they're actually they're still going higher. So that suggests to me, that the mining stocks are a better indicator. They're a leading indicator on the gold price. So that's why I'm not so sure about the gold going back to 1310 on a technical
right.
basis, even though it does say that. But I can't, if Billiton and Anglo are going up, I can't believe the gold price is going to stay down for very long.
Understood. Okay, so let's just go back to a few charts.
We've got the, just to show you Rolls-Royce, I think that's probably worth looking at from the brokers there. Spiked up through £8.50 there, but it looks as though we've got the support coming in from around the 750 level. So this looks like a decent place to go along, especially with the RSI at 56. The other thing I wanted to look at was just the intraday charts. These are 30-minute charts of the major indices. If I wasn't doing this, I would be sitting at home.
Day trading.
I would be sitting
in your
at home
garden.
Gambling in the garden with that. Right. So here we've got the the FTSE 100. I thought we'd try and make this a regular thing. There's two things here which almost every trader would find useful: the pivot levels and the notional first and second resistance there. So 68.40 resistance 3. Normally, a market or a stock has difficulty getting through The third resistance, so
that's a decent
place to go long or short, go short, or on, if you're buying at support three, to go long. Pivot level tends to come in on most trading days, even for a little while. If you can see that overnight, we had a test of the pivot level towards 67.75, and it's also a final good tip here is that. As far as the trend of the day is concerned, look at where a market opens. If it opens between the pivot level and first resistance, it tends to be bullish for the rest of the day. And if it opens between the pivot and first support, it tends to be in that direction for the rest of the day. Obviously, you have your...
Okay, so that's a trading secret.
It's a trading...
Because I used to use the pivot points when basically down on the life floor, and these day traders loved the pivot points.
Yeah. So basically, for today, let's say the FTSE opened around 6,800, and that's the trend. That's been the trend so far in the last couple of hours. The other point there is
and you should explain that anyone watching this. Okay, the pivot points are mechanical, and they basically look at the previous high, yes, open, high, low, close.
Exactly, the Friday session. So the other thing to note here is I've got the Bollinger Bands on here, but above that, and that's for the reason you've got these signals coming in. So that the Bollinger Band signal came on a notional sell there at 68.21. Just on the basis that the market will trade, just like here on Friday, with the non-farm payrolls, you had a buy signal there just on the lower band, and you'd have a sell signal there on the top band. So, if you're sitting at home jobbing the market, you'd be looking to buy below the black line there and sell above the back black line, looking to job in and job out for a few points.
Zach, that was excellent. Give me a final thought of the day.
Just to see whether the FTSE holds above 6,800 today.
So 6,800, big round number.
Yeah. You're saying also it's a big, it's a break. We've broken the resistance line.
This would be a new breakout.
It would be a solid fresh breakout.
Brilliant stuff. Okay, let's take our first break, and then we're going to come back to Mr. Clem Chambers, founder and CEO of ADVFN. Then afterwards, we have Mr. Ben Harrington, business journalist and Beaterville blogger, to do the M&A activity review. Then we have Mr. Gaurav Sharma, an oil analyst and business editor for the IB Times. Oil's pretty dull at the moment, isn't it, Zach?
Oil is a bit weaker. I haven't checked at the moment, but it's a bit weaker.
You'll interview him then. Right, let's take that break. I'm straight back. Thank you.